In his State of the Union address to Parliament Friday, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono sounded optimistic about the nation's economy, his government's efforts to crack down on graft and corruption, and vowed to tackle the country's power supply crisis. Presidential spokesman Andy Malarangeng said rising oil prices have affected the economy, but growth was expected to hold steady in 2009 at just over 6%.
Although we have also been affected by the global economy, we are optimistic because our economy is still growing over 6% per year for the last 8 quarters. And the first quarter of this year, we still grow at 6.4%. And so we are cautious, but we are optimistic about the situation.
President Yudhoyono said he would try to solve the country's growing energy crisis through projects to develop alternative energy such as microhydropower, biofuel, and geothermal, aiming to expand the country's electricity capacity by 30% next year. Population and economic growth have left power suppliers unable to meet bigger electricity demands, causing growing power shortages throughout the nation. In addition, much of Indonesia's domestic coal is being exported to China and India for greater profit, while the country relies mainly on coal and oil to meet its electricity demands. President Yudhoyono also pledged peaceful elections scheduled for next year, but did not formally declare his intentions to run, although he is widely expected to do so. The president also pointed out Indonesia's success in resolving a number of religious conflicts in the country, including the troubled region of Poso on Sulawesi Island and the separatist rebellion in Aceh on the northern tip of Sumatra Island. Presidential spokesman Malarangeng says while the government had been successful in its fight against terrorism, it would remain vigilant.
We are upbeat that our record shows that we have been able to go after the terrorist activities, terrorist cells, and etc. The president also warns that there is always a possibility attack from terrorists. We are determined to make sure that any terrorism, based on whatever reason they may be, we will go after them, we will destroy them.
Yudhoyono also vowed to continue to crack down on graft and corruption, which is endemic in the country. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.